survey, majority of Americans support Canadian truckers. Would support similar movement in U.S. by Hannah Blow on February 15, 2022. Most Americans support the Canadian truckers standing for freedom against coercive coronavirus mandates in the country and would support a similar movement in the United States. A Rasmussen Report survey released Tuesday found. Multiple cities in Canada and border crossings with the United States have been the site of protests against COVID-19 vaccine mandates by convoys of Canadian truckers. Do you support or oppose the Canadian trucker protests? The survey asked. 59% overall said they support the movement, and of those, 42% strongly support it. Those who support it include 77% of Republicans, 60% of Independents, and 40% of Democrats. When asked if American truckers should stage similar protests in the U.S. to protest remaining coronavirus restrictions at home, 55% said they would support it, compared to 38% who said they would oppose. Notably, a majority of Republicans, 74%, and Independents, 57%, said they would support such protests, but 57% of Democrats said they would not. According to Rasmussen reports, majorities of every racial category minus 56% of whites, 55% of black voters and 70% of other minorities support the Canadian trucker protests against COVID-19 restrictions. And this also applies to support for similar protests in the United States, with 52% of whites, 55% of black voters and 64% of other minorities saying they would support U.S. truckers protesting against COVID-19 restrictions. President Joe Biden's strongest supporters are most likely to oppose the Canadian trucker protests. Among voters who strongly approve of Biden's job performance as president, just 33% support the Freedom Convoy protests, while 58% are opposed to the protests. By contrast, among voters who strongly disapprove of Biden's performance, 86% support the trucker protests in Canada and only 9% are opposed. The survey, taken February 13 to 14, 2022, among 1,000 likely voters, has a margin of error of +/-3%. On Monday, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau invoked emergency use powers as an attempt to quell the freedom protests across the country. This is about keeping Canadians safe, protecting people's jobs and restoring confidence in our institutions, Trudeau claimed as his administration threatened to freeze the assets of the Freedom Convoy truckers.